right now. The Oric Bearcat boys, they're in that I-70 conference, and they've looks to me like I'm looking at the my sheet right now. Looks like they're like about seven or eight and four right now. So having a real good year. And right now we got Coach Matt Brownsberger, head boys coach at Oric, on the line. Hey, Matt, appreciate you calling again. I know you called last week too, and thanks for calling in. And it's been kind of a rough weather week, hasn't it?
Yeah, we were fortunate on Tuesday to get our game in at Kingsville, but we were fortunate to get a day of practice in yesterday. But our game tonight against Tyne Avalon is going to be postponed to a later date. And I mean, just we're kind of in the same boat as everybody else, just kind of not in a rhythm right now, and not getting regular gym time, regular time on the court like we need.
Well, if I'm correct, is your record 8-4 right now?
We are actually 10-5 right
now. 10-5, okay. Maybe a couple of tournament games I don't have down, but that's a pretty good record. That's probably one of the better boys basketball records Oric's had for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, first time to 10 wins since 2010, and we're playing pretty well right now. Of course, we still got a lot of room to get better, which has made the weather and all that stuff kind of frustrating, because we are still trying to get better and trying to improve and play our best basketball at the end of the year. But everybody's in the same boat.
Who played well for you in that win over Kingsville on, looks like that was Tuesday night? Who played well for you?
Dylan Comstock had 20. I think Ethan Wilson, I don't have the book right in front of me. I think he had 17. And we had a couple other guys really step up. We had a couple guys with 8, Blake McVie. I think Blake Buchanan had 8. And some good other guys just really stepped up and did some good things. We rebounded the ball a lot better than we had. But we kind of struggled with getting into a flow. It was a snow day for us. So obviously having a snow day, then going and getting on a bus, just not having your daily routine is always a challenge.
Hey, Matt, this is Coach Zoll.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey. You guys had some injury problems early in the year. Is everyone healthy now?
We really battled the flu, probably more so than any injuries right now. But, as of right now, everybody's healthy. That's one good thing about the break that we had after the Osborne tournament, when we got the snow day on Friday and got the extended weekend, is, we finally got some rest and some of our health going.
Coach, a lot of the guys you play are upperclassmen now. They've been playing since they were freshmen and sophomores. Talk a little bit about maybe how, them coming up together and struggling together has allowed them to, have success as they get older.
Well, I mean, I think that's you just said it right there, is I think they got wrapped up in the process and not necessarily in immediate results. And, you could see them improving, and it's hard when you're improving and you're not seeing the results to keep saying that we're getting better. And then, we've had a couple good summers and we've been able to string some things together. And again, just going through it and going through the process, then finally really seeing some results here this season. And I think now they have a lot more confidence than they've had maybe the last couple of years, where I think they knew that we could be pretty good but weren't seeing the results.
Coach, I know you guys have a decent amount of depth, at least 1-5, but you're sort of led by Dylan Comstock. Talk a little bit about Dylan, because he's a bigger kid, but he also can handle the ball and he sees the floor really well.
He was our point guard actually for 2 years, well, a season and a half. His freshman season missed 10 games with injury, but he's actually our point guard. Now he's actually playing he's our five man. He's kind of like a, I guess we like to call him a point five, actually. But we have other guys now that have stepped up and can handle the ball and run the offense. Now he can play off the ball and create opportunities. He still creates opportunities for others and gets more opportunities probably to score the basketball than he has the past couple years.
Hey, Matt, I'm looking at the schedule. You told me you're 10-5, and I think you've got one conference win already over Santa Fe right before Christmas. And I'm looking ahead. Now, you go to Winston, it looks like, on Monday night. Then you got a couple tough conference games coming up. You have St. Paul at your place on Tuesday night, it looks like. And then you have a home game with Hardin Central. Then the following week, you go to Crest Ridge. So your next two conference games are going to be pretty tough ones, aren't they?
Well, I mean, you know, I-70 is always tough. And, you know, there's not a night off. There's not a night off in the I-70, you know. And, you know, I think that's what makes the conference so fun, is the fact that it is a grind. Going to Winston on Monday night, it's not going to be easy either. They're obviously a very good ball club. They beat us in the championship game at the Osborne Tournament. They've had a lot of success in the postseason over the last few years. So that one's not going to be easy. And then, you know, Hardin Central, that's a rivalry game at court warming. Yeah, that'll be our court warming game. And then, yeah, I mean, everybody knows Crest Ridge this year has just been playing really, really well. Yeah. So it's just not a, like you said, it's just not a night off, especially this time of the year.
Hey, Matt, appreciate the call, and got them going over there. You guys are playing well, like, say, 10-5. Best of luck next week in those three games that you have. And, hey, when you see my good friend Ken McAfee, Ken and I started teaching together at Slater years ago, so tell my good friend Ken that Joe All said hello.
I will do that. I will do that.
Thank you, Matt. We'll talk to you next Friday night. All right, that's Matt Brownsberger, head coach of Oric. Let's take a break right here. We'll be